patrons.
Is there, are there any left?
No, it was cancelled. It's all still there.
Fucking hell.
Good morning for evening.
Vietnam. Oh, good morning, Vietnam. Hello, everyone.
How are we all?
Hi.
Say hi, Bulge.
Adam's high, apparently.
It's always a bit weird saying hello after you just spent an hour chatting, isn't it?
Yeah, but we're not saying hello to each other. We're saying hello to all the lovely people in internet land.
Oh, podcast friends. Oh, friends. You wouldn't understand that, Mal from South Carolina.
No, you wouldn't.
No, they got a really crap version of the in-between.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah,
oh, it was awful.
I can imagine it was.
Well, it's like he's in high school, isn't he? So he's not like... The whole point of why Inbetweeners was funny was because it was a proper UK secondary school sixth form. You know what I mean? You can't really translate that into another culture because they don't have the culture.
You
that's
don't
funny.
Have that in between year.
No,
that's the whole point of it. Inbetweeners is you're in between school and college. You're not.
No, I don't think, that's not what it's called. That was it.
Yeah, it must be because it's sixth form, isn't it?
Yeah. I guess so.
In it, bruv.
I thought it's because they were like outsiders.
No, because surely they'd just call it the outsiders. The out between us.
I'm sure. Do you ever watch Prison Break?
No.
Do you watch Prison Break?
No.
Next question.
Right on then. Have you ever broken out of a prison? do they still do that thing on Dartmoor Prison?
I think they do.
The breakout
every so often. Yeah.
Do the Prison Break. Yeah.
You can have to see how far you can get.
Yeah.
It's like, do you remember the 80s film with Schwarzenegger?
Predator.
Running Man.
Santa Claus. No, yeah. Was that Christmas one he done?
Jingle
Bells.
Jingle All the Way. Yeah,
that was brilliant.
Was the Commando? What a film!
Oh yeah,
let off some steam, Bennett.
I've never
when
seen
he
it.
Stabs with him pipe. Through the pipe.
Yeah,
with steam coming out.
And then
it.
He flips a 9mm
gun.
No, it's a 9. Is it not a 9.64? It's G body, isn't it?
I can't remember.
Yellow one.
I know he
narrow.
He wouldn't have fitted it.
Basic.
He basically wore it.
Yeah. No, no, he didn't get in it. He picked it up and threw it off a mountain.
Oh,
basically.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, he did. Yeah. Yes, I remember now.
What was it? I'm taking that it was an 80s film,
oh,
was it?
80s as far.
But what
oh,
was
yeah.
It, what was it with 80s films? Where,
oh,
like,
they were brilliant.
That's just, a fucking.
I love 80s
no, I know,
action
good.
Films.
But what I love is the, like, the little pun after they, like, kill someone.
Oh, yeah.
Someone.
The one yeah, line. It's
got led off some steam,
yeah,
Bennett.
Led off some yeah. steam,
because they don't anymore.
There was loads of them.
In Bond, they had loads. Like, killed some bloke. He falls against a piano, and he goes, "Play it again, Sam." And then there's another one. There's a few. I saw, like, a video of them the other day. That's why it's on my mind. And he someone falls into, like, a bath of, like, I don't know. I don't think it was an actual, like, bathtub, but it was, like, a load of water. And he throws in, like, this electrical charge, and he obviously gets electrocuted to death. And he goes, absolutely shocking. Like that. It's like, he's dead, mate.
Yeah, no, no one can hear you.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Not only have you just killed a man, you psycho, you've also just made a joke to yourself.
There was a load of them in Total Recall as well. I'm trying to think what they were.
Oh, fuck.
There was loads of them in Total Recall.
Yeah, Total Recall was brilliant.
Open your mind.
The little...
That was good.
Yeah, the chest gremlin.
Yeah.
That was a good noise. Chest gremlin. You nut on a chest, doesn't it? Leave it there. There's another one in Bond when he...
That's how Quaid was made.
What was it? I think they were like a chase. There's a guy on a bike, and he crashes through this, like, chicken coop, gets covered in all these feathers and falls off the edge of this cliff, and Bond, to himself, goes, "All those feathers," and he still couldn't fly. It's not even funny. It's just
that's
cringy as all fuck.
Mental.
Yeah, talking of 80s films, here's a sucking subject for us.
Okay.
A sucking subject. Gary Busey. Bold, you must know who he
yes.
is. Yes. You'll know
the
who he is.
The crazy looking one. He was in the original Under Siege. He was the XO dressed up like a lady.
Oh, ooh. Yes.
Is that sarcasm or?
No.
He did. Dressed up like a lady and then shot.
No,
shot
it was the fact that
he was
like, oh, yeah.
No, as like, in, like, oh, yes, I know the person you're talking
okay.
of.
Well, in.
I know this fellow you speak of.
Well, I don't know if you know this because I didn't. In 1988. Are you listening, Bulge, or are you?
Yeah, sorry, I'm trying to organise work
for
tomorrow
you
as well.
If you were born in the 80s.
You were, weren't you?
I was.
I'm the only 90s baby here.
That anyway. Explains a lot.
Adam was somewhere in the 1880s, I believe.
Oh, way! Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck. yeah, Gary Busey. In, I think, 1988.
He was in Lethal Weapon as well.
That's what he was in, Lethal Weapon, yeah.
He was in Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
Burnt himself. Like, mate, you got a lighter out.
Flight lights, you plick. Was that a different film?
That's the fourth one, I think.
Uncle Benny. Fucking hell. It's really weird with Leaf Weapon, because the fourth one shouldn't have been good, because it was like quite a lot after the rest of them.
Yeah, it was good 10 years after
but it was
the last
still
one.
Fucking good.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. I like, what's he called? Okay. What was he called?
Oh, he's on your arm, isn't he?
But I thought it was
Leo
him.
Getz.
The Sticky Bandit.
Leo Getz. Whatever you want.
The sticky bandit or the wet bandit.
Anyway, Gary Busey, 1988, had a motorcycle accident back when whatever state he was in didn't have a helmet law. So riding a bike, no helmet on, crashed, bounced his fucking head off the curb, and had to have, like, got brain damage, had to have surgery. Really bad. And he's like a fucking right weirdo now. I mean, that's been like for years.
Yeah, he's a bit...
Like, you watch interviews with him, it's like, what in the name of fuck, bud? Like, what's happening here? But like,
there's,
you know,
like,
you know,
head trauma, definitely.
But like, you know when something's so strange, you think, well, this can't be real. Because it wouldn't be that odd. But then you watch it, you think, ooh. Just about to stop thinking about it.
I listened to a
Gary
podcast
Davis.
The other day. You know Louis Theroux?
Yes,
gotta get through this. I love Louis. Well,
he's done a podcast series, and he interviewed.
Jingle, folds.
Yeah,
do you know what that means?
Yes, he doesn't have change. He has paper notes.
Yeah, pretty obvious, isn't it?
Yeah.
So he interviewed.
Good morning. Do you know what that means? Sorry, were you interrupting me that fuck a minute ago?
Get off.
You're close enough for me to touch now. We're recording in a different location,
you're
by the way.
Way. Yeah, so he did an interview with Craig David.
Can I use your toilet?
Just talking about the Louis Theroux podcast, I was so excited when he announced he was doing it. The guests that he's had on.
Dog shit.
It's Shania Twain.
I know.
Was his opening fucking thing.
Gambit. Do you know what?
And I was like,
that honestly wouldn't have impressed me much.
Oh! So, he got a Corvette. Or whatever it is. Was it Corvette? So
no. Rocket ship, that's his cock, clearly.
So you got a 340i.
So you've got
a... I think she just says drive a cool car, doesn't she?
Let's find out. It's breaking all copyright laws.
Anyway, he was in. Jesus fucking Christ! And again.
Oh my god!
That's such a horrible noise.
I'm literally going to put a message in the group chat right now.
And again.
How far in are we, please?
Jesus fucking Christ.
8 minutes.
Are we actually though? Because I'm going to put a disclaimer out.
Well, I might start sleeping at 7 minutes.
Yeah, right. Cover your ears.
If I go Patreon.
Disclaimer. Sorry, boys, did you want to talk about...
You
Louis
carry
Theroux?
On.
No, it was going to be a quick bit, but apparently it can't be quick.
It's always quick where you are.
Morning. That doesn't sound right.
That doesn't sound right, doesn't it?
Turn it off.
Fuck off, you stupid thing.
Start sneezing again, it's more pleasant.
I'm sure she says, so, you got a cool car? That don't impress me much. I can't believe you touch your cock at night.
There you go.
Okay.
We'll start it again if you want.
You could have just looked up the fucking lyrics rather than playing it.
Yeah.
You fucking scrotal skin. Now we're listening to 90s pop music. Yay.
Up the wall, you're
oh, ready?
Think you're something else.
Okay, so you got a car.
Oh.
No, just a car.
Just a car?
That's a low bar. I feel like the bar
even
is
even that
really
doesn't
low.
Impress her.
No.
Yeah. I feel fucking like, hell, bitch. So,
what do I need?
You got a moped.
That don't impress me much.
You got a bicycle. I've actually got bicycles that are worth more than my car.
A pedicycle.
He's doing it again. Oh, that was normal.
No, that
was
a lot of snot coming
out. Oh.
It only got blue on it.
Yeah.
Where's the toilet to?
Just through that door there.
Oh.
Where's this toilet?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah. The one that's got toilet written on it.
Do you want to think while I'm in there?
chocolate log. Oh no, you don't do chocolate logs, do you?
So anyway, carry on what you were saying about Louis Theroux.
Well, it was more the fact that while I was listening to it, and Craig David sort of goes into great detail and gets very emotional about the abuse that he suffered at the hands of post-selector fans back in the day, and how he felt Lee Francis was racist and a bigot and all the other buzzwords that are going around at the moment. And basically played the victim beautifully.
Yeah.
Beautifully. Now, after this heartfelt exchange that these two people were having, all that was going around in my head was, can I get a rewind?
Yeah.
And Craig David.
It's Kaz.
It's my casserole. I'm from Morley in Leeds.
But that can't have been as bad, surely, as Mel B. Oh, you minge teasing bastard.
Ooh, crab paste. That one always...
Patsy Kensit.
What's this?
That's the thing, he actually made the point. He sits there and goes, I know it was a show that did caricatures of celebrities and whatever else, and you're in the public eye and you're open to ridicule, although you're not nowadays because people get all emotional about stuff like that.
Snowflakes.
Yeah. It's when he turned around and went, well, I know he caricatured white people as well, but I felt the black people were
black.
More... What?
Black.
Well, yeah, but it was more that...
That sounded racist, but it wasn't. Do you know what I mean? It just sounded a bit like, oh,
it's factual. But it was more the fact that he was like, oh, no, but the black people, it was wrong. But the white people, it's fine. It's like, well, surely...
Oh, you bastard.
Surely, yeah, that's what I was just saying.
I've just realised I've
left
the light on.
Abuse is abuse, if you're going to frame it as that. But whatever.
Sorry.
But the point I was making is, while it was going round, all I was thinking was, Craig David. I kept sitting there, in my cab, on my own, going, Craig David, at the fucking...
Looking like a proper lunatic lorry driver.
Like a proper lunatic. Also
Hooker comes up. I had to visit Craig David. I think I'll skip this one.
Can I see your fanny?
He done Liam Gallagher, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was racist, though.
Yeah, it's obviously, yeah.
He was like... He's like
I mean, Lee Francis is ginger for a start. Gingers can't play other hair colours.
Taking over the world, man. Claim of a hair colours. Anyway,
Gary
Busey.
Going extinct?
Yeah.
Are we actually?
Yeah.
There was a whole thing, wasn't there, about getting redheads to mate with other redheads, because...
So there you go, Niall.
Any busty redheads out there want to...
Do you know why?
Not on the Patreon, anyway. Kim?
Do you know why?
You busty.
On a pedestrian nice. Crossing.
Yeah, black and white.
You've got the red and the green man.
Yeah.
Do you know what the red man's for?
Stop.
No, it's to tell gingers when to cross the road.
There you go, Niall. There's a ginger highway code.
Do you get it? So you walk out in front of a car.
Gary Busey.
Oh, Gary Busey.
So,
Family Guy
on the radio.
So you know what he looks like?
Ish. He's got like a weird face, doesn't
he's
now?
He does
crazy,
now.
Crazy face, crazy eyes.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Like, do you want
to... That's basically...
He aged hideously.
That's basically who I imagined would live at your house.
What, a crackhead?
That's me.
Like that.
Me.
Show me that again. He looks like the Team America version of himself.
He looks like the Bo Selector version of himself.
Yeah, that.
This be my pool, where I do a little bit of swimming, I love with women. Oh, talking about self.
Broken, that's what I'm talking about.
Right, are we going to just quote fucking Bo Selector all night long?
Oh, yeah, I could do that.
Bearing in mind
20
Michael.
Years after the fact, I could still sit here and quote Bo Selector.
I never watched it that much.
I watched it far too much.
Yeah.
Found it far too funny.
So, this is a sort of one of the interviews, and it sounds like it's fake because he's just fucking rambling. Are you ready for this? I'll play it into the mic.
Okay.
Let's talk about your cable ace award.
Let's talk about buttered sausage. Talk about buttered sausage, where it comes from, what it does. Why is it doing what it's doing? Get it out of my face. What about buttered sausage?
That's not your jam. It's not your thing. You don't like it?
It's not my jam. I don't buy jam. I buy honey, and I kiss it on the lips.
Okay, he's a raging fucking lunatic.
Oh, what are you talking about? A buttered sausage?
I know. What's a buttered sausage anyway?
I have no idea. Yeah, Michael from South Carolina.
Yeah, is that an American thing?
American man, tell us.
Please explain to the Brits.
I saw another clip. It was a good interview. It's just like very uncomfortable, very weird. But like, I almost think to myself, you shouldn't really be speaking to him, really.
No, he should be in a fucking nut house.
There we go.
Right. Quickie, what are you up to at the moment, Gary?
I'm up to about 195 pounds. Good try.
Have a very good night. Enjoy yourself.
Our projects are confidential and very lovely. And when you see him, he'll be very surprised.
You working for the CIA?
No.
MI5?
MI5?
FBI?
No. No. I'm working... I can't tell you.
925.
You'd have to kill me, right?
Yeah.
It just starts like fucking twitching like hell. And I think it's a bit like the I need some Michael
Jackson. I get the sense that that accident wasn't his first head injury.
Well, there was a lot of drugs involved.
Yes.
But like, I don't know. It's a bit like the Michael Schumacher thing. He's kept out the private eye, maybe because he's fucking... It was a buttered sausage. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if that... Maybe that's why they're not talking to him or anything. Or he's not
I don't know.
That or Michael Schumacher's...
Actually
hit,
dead.
Hit his head and has become a massive cockhound. You never know.
What the fuck's going on?
Your phone's got a mind of its own.
He said the word cockhound and it just loaded up.
It's like, oh, it's my time to shine. Someone's finally said the keyword.
Yeah, I don't unlock my phone like a normal person. I just go cockhound.
No, he just whispers sensually to his phone. Cockhound.
Hello. Your time.
No.
All right. God, Gary Busey's in that, isn't he?
Yeah, that's...
But I just don't think... I just think it's almost cruel to interview him then, really, surely.
He should be in a padded cell.
It'd be like getting another spastic on it, and sort of allowing him to sort of like just sort of make noise in the corner and sneeze. Uncontrollably.
I
keep making you laugh when you're drinking.
Did
I'm
you
sorry.
See that video? It's not funny, but it was funny.
Oh god, I'm scared already. Can I have some of this?
There's a guy.
No, you can't, because it's trucker's tizer.
What's that?
Piss. That's not.
Trucker's tizer.
That's what the bottles are in the lay-bys that you see.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, obviously. That yeah. Luminous green fucking bottle. I wonder what
that
is.
That's known as trucker's tizer. You don't go
into that. Does tizer still exist?
Mm.
Does it?
Yeah, it's all trucker's piss.
Okay.
Yeah, did you see that video of a guy
straight back
who's
on it,
in the middle of some town somewhere?
Can I actually have any or no?
And he's like walking through his back garden, and he goes, "Fucking sheep outside!"
Oh yeah,
there's fucking sheep outside.
Oh yeah,
that's so fucking weird. Why is there sheep out? He walks out the side of his house, and there's not sheep.
It's a man in a wheelchair going.
But not like I've hurt my leg wheelchair. Let's make that clear.
No. Someone was pushing the wheelchair.
An assistant.
Yeah.
Care assistant.
Helsinki.
Whose are these sweets, by the way?
I
picked them
not
up.
The diabetic blokes, let's put it that way.
It's a good point.
Ooh, diabetes.
Beat us.
Beat us.
I was going to say something then.
Butter sausage.
Butter sausage. Get it out of my face. Butter sausage.
I've never had anyone ask me to get my sausage out of their face before.
Yeah.
It's hard to talk with gag over your mouth.
Tied up.
From the smell.
I'll open this because my mate won't share his drink.
I was going to say something. It was actually going to be a little topic of conversation, and now I don't remember what I was going to say.
That's getting old, that is.
I'm an hour for 10 minutes. That was actually really good. Did you mean to do that when you said
Yeah, oh. Obviously.
Why obviously? We're useless.
Because you said, let's I'm an hour for 10 minutes.
Mm.
I was genuinely going to say something, and now it's completely escaped my memory.
Well, remember it then. I tell you what I'll do then.
Oh, don't do a quiz.
Oh, good idea, actually. I'll find one.
Oh, no, don't.
That level of disappointment.
That's because it's dog shit.
Your dog shit.
Your dog shit.
Bloody dog fuck shit. Your bloody.
Bloody fuck you bloody.
It's fine. That was funny. Remember that?
No.
Do I send it to the group or not? We could do this. We could just play a load of old clips off our phones.
Could we?
Have I got the right picture here before I go say this is a Lotus or a Lambo?
All joking aside, that is the same car. Pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
They've literally...
a bit more squinty at the front.
You can tell Lotus is owned by the Chinese these days.
Bold.
They just copy everything.
Oh, that's what you meant.
What do you think I was all about?
Nothing, let's move on.
Oh, I see what you thought I was all about. It's a squinty...
fucking bit of dental floss.
Yeah, that! Yeah, that! Exactly that!
You can't say that.
I just did.
Fuck them.
I was nothing to do with this.
It's like on Family Guy when Peter Griffin's on about blindfolding the Chinese guy down the road with a bit of dental floss. And goes, racial slur.
Remembered it yet, John?
No, don't get me wrong, it wasn't going to be much of a conversation.
That's disgusting.
But there was going to be something to talk about rather than you belching and...
sneezing in a really concerning manner.
Do we have any patrons? You can obviously answer on a postcard that can teach an old man like me how to use nonce talk. That'd be great. And also Instagram would be great.
Don't give him any fucking advice, whatever you do.
He'll just talk you into doing what he's doing.
Yeah. So John said to me, oh, I need help with TikTok. Can you help me out? I said, well, I don't actually upload any content because I'm not that cool. I said, but he has already uploaded a video. And I noticed that there was...
What's the account? Just for all the patrons out there?
RPM Motorsport.
Let's give it another shout on the main one for the three other people that...
I'm gonna say sponsored by RP Motorworks.
Yeah. Is it Motorworks?
Yeah.
We get some sound clips like... Vroom, vroom, and then we're like... Wah, wah, wah,
wah. It's at RP Motorworks 7.
Why 7?
Because I couldn't have anything else.
6?
Nope.
Is that taken?
I wanted 1. I thought 1 would do. RP Motorworks 1 would do. Nah. Nada.
Alanada. That was pretty quite good. Yeah, so I said, yeah, you want to use CapCut to use videos? He went, oh, yeah, well, I've got this app that does, it's called Touch and Touch. I went, yeah, but CapCut's like used by everybody. That's apparently the one to have. Yeah, well, I've got this one. I was like, brilliant, John. You've asked my help and then told me what to do. Remember yet, John?
No.
How bad is this? We spent half the episode going, have you remembered what he's going to say yet, John? Because...
Oh, we did start talking about action films.
Yeah, maybe derailed. That's what we can talk about. Favourite action films.
Yeah, all those feathers and he still couldn't fly.
Favourite action film,
I do like Lethal Weapon. Massive
Lethal Weapons are very good, yeah.
Die Hard's got to be
Die
up there.
Hard. Die Hard, yeah.
It's a Christmas film, we're not going to fuck what anyone says.
It is, though. Not genuinely, legitimately, it is a Christmas film.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
It's not even up for debate. I don't understand why people say
it's not. Some people get really arsey about it. It's like, no, it's a Christmas film.
Yeah.
In the same way that everyone gets really upset with me when they're playing Christmas music, and I'm like, can you not just play like the only good Christmas number one that there ever was? And they're like, what's that? Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, okay.
Killing in the Name of. Mm. And they're like, that's not Christmas. It was Christmas number one.
Therefore,
no, it wasn't. Yes, it was.
Qualifies.
It was when X Factor was a thing, and every single year...
Boycotted it. Yeah.
Every single year, and I can't remember. But can you imagine, this is a good talking point. Can you imagine
do that with 6 minutes left to go.
Gutted you would be. Like, you've got to the X Factor final. You've won the final.
You get done by a 15-year-old song.
You're like, well, I mean, it's a given, isn't it? You know, yeah. X Factor going to be Christmas number one.
Yeah. I'm going to make loads of money. Oh, like,
fuck you, I don't do what you want to.
Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me.
Soz, hun. Killing in the Name of.
In thy name of.
I heard the error, and I thought, well, I won't put him up on it. But it was also the juxtaposition of, fuck you, I'm not going to do what you tell me. for you to be corrected by someone so angrily as well. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me, actually. I'll get that right next time.
But they did that on in the live launch, didn't they?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know if it was when it was Christmas number one.
I think they also said that you need to not swear.
Yes, they told him that he wasn't allowed to sing the swear version.
Exactly as it was intended.
But really loud on that bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Proper emphasis on the word.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Fuck. Oh. Spit. Dribble. There was a band.
If you go to the aquarium, does the outside of the fish tanks get wetter than the inside?
Yeah, with snot and mucus.
Because you're licking the fish tanks.
No, then the windows. I can't remember who it was. It was kind of null point, really. But a band was appearing on quite a sort of well-known, sort of music-y, TV-based sort of...
Top of the Pops.
No, not quite that cheesy. Top of the Pops. But like a live lounge for TV sort of setup.
Yeah.
And they said to them, oh, can you not swear? Please, you know, when you're doing it.
Fuck you, fuck all bugger.
And they were like, they sort of protested a little bit because none of their songs had swearing in it. So they were like, well, you don't really know us then. Like, you know what I mean? And they were like a big group. It's like, at least look into your acts or something.
Yeah.
So I think during one of their songs, it was just like, fuck, 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 fucking shit.
But then, do you know Kevin Bloody Wilson?
Australian fella.
Yeah.
Is he actually an Aussie?
Yeah. Oh, right. I've been to see him twice.
Have you actually?
Yeah, yeah.
Where to? Australia?
No, Plymouth.
Oh, really?
The first one. And
New Orleans.
Was it Bristol or Torquay? I can't remember now.
Two opposite ends of the... one's in a shit hole, the other's in God's country.
I don't know which one's which.
Work it out.
Well, they're both shit holes.
They are both shit holes, isn't they?
That's what I mean. I don't know which one's which.
Which of the two counties is the shittest, do you reckon?
Devon.
Somerset. By far.
100%.
No, honestly, you pair of fucking idiots.
Well, Bristol's not in Somerset Avon anyway, is it?
Avon doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, well, we don't want it, so...
No, we don't fucking want it. Well, what we'll do is we'll keep Bath because it's got UNESCO World Heritage status and Bristol can go fuck itself.
Yeah.
What's UNESCO?
Some fucking Jobsworth bullshit about ripping down ancient monuments or something. I don't know. High rise the world.
Morning. 80s action films.
Yes. Oh, yes. No, just favourites, wasn't it? Or is it just 80s action films that we're doing?
Action films, oh, we're doing old ones, aren't we?
Because, like, would you class Top Gun as an action film? Must be.
Well, there's action in it, and
absolutely.
It's a film.
Absolutely.
Good films. All of them.
Yeah.
Have you seen Maverick, the new one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen Maverick as well.
Brilliant, I know. Very Hot good. Shots.
Oh.
Fantastic.
Oh,
Hot
man.
Shots Part 2 as well.
Naked Gun.
Yes, an airplane as well.
Yeah.
Don't they were fucking brilliant.
You can't do that, surely.
Yeah.
Yes, I can.
Don't stop call me calling me Shirley.
Wasn't Charlie Sheen in that?
Yes. Yeah. He was he was the main character in Top Gun.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Because he in Part 2, didn't he do the Rambo thing? Wasn't he like playing a Rambo character?
Yeah.
Rambo is a good fucking film,
man. I can always remember in Hot Shots Part 2 as well.
Duh.
When he's on they've done an IV blood transfusion with Matey beside him, and he stays on it for like 10 minutes, and the guy who's beside him is just this completely deflated husk of skin.
Costume of a man.
Remember the autopilot? Stupid.
It
was an inflatable bloke.
Yes.
You push the button and it just came out and steered the plane loosely, and it's like, that's all it really does.
Oh, dear.
Don't call me Shirley.
Yeah, so we went Commando's good. That was fucking good.
Yeah, Commando was fantastic.
Yeah. Cheesy as all fuck.
Terminator?
Yeah.
Yeah, Predator.
Your board.
Predator was fucking
your
board,
brilliant. Your jacket Terminator and your motorcycle.
Like, up there as one of the best films ever, I think.
See, you know how... Because I think... wasn't Terminator probably one of the first films where... people started kicking off. Like, because John Connor's motorbike famously had like unlimited gears.
Yes.
Because it constantly like... Nee, nee,
nee. Turns out Vin Diesel built that gearbox when he was a boy.
He was just a boy with his family. And then obviously the whole Fast and Furious thing turned into that as well, didn't it?
Yeah. John Connor's motorbike this 50cc motorbike had more gears than the truck that chased him.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Meet.
We'll give you the 17th.
Of 25.
Yeah.
I wonder, bro. Do you ever wonder how fast a bike would go like that? If you had enough gears, how fast you could get 50 to go?
Surely there'd come a point where it just wouldn't pull.
Just hasn't got the...
Just hasn't got the minerals.
Got the fucking minerals. dear. But yeah, Predator, fantastic film. Yeah.
And the second one was good as well.
Yeah.
Alien.
Yeah, Aliens.
Scorny.
Alien versus Predator.
No.
Yeah.
Aliens was good. That was up there for me as well.
Really, we were talking about films on another episode and you brought that up, Aliens.
Yeah. Other really good action films from that sort of era. I mean, there was fucking loads, wasn't there, really?
It was the action decade, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Cheesy action decade is what it was. Where you just allowed it.
That was good.
I haven't seen half of these.
You haven't seen Running Man?
Nope.
Oh, goodness.
It's cheesy. There's a fat bloke in it who does a weird, like, bejeweled thing around. Yeah. It's just weird. Covered in fairy lights. Sang opera. Random as all fuck, but...
Very good.
Yeah, it's like...
Gremlins?
Yes!
Is that an action film?
Chest Gremlin.
I love Gremlins.
Basically any Arnie film from the 80s and 90s.
Any Arnie film from the 80s and 90s basically was a good one.
Terminator.
Even
Jingle All the Way.
What's it called? Is it Twins?
Yes. Twins was brilliant. With Danny DeVito. Yeah, that was good. What was the other one he did?
Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way was
good. Turbo Man.
Turbo Time.
Oh dear, this is poor.
Why can't I think of any action films?
It's hard, isn't it?
Now we're on the spot. It's like,
let's Google it.
Oh, yeah. Why not? Why break the habit of a lifetime?
Oh, pornography.
We'd be really fucked without Google, wouldn't we?
100%.
I mean, we grew up without Google.
Yeah.
Imagine what kids who've never known a world without Google are like.
21 Jump Street.
What?
21 Jump Street.
Oh, yeah, the original.
Oh, the original. Yeah, of course.
Leon.
Talk about the OG.
Leon, yeah.
Have you seen Leon?
That's the one with the BMW
chasing
it, isn't it?
That's Ronin.
Oh, Ronin. Oh,
Ronin. How do we not think of Ronin?
Ronin.
Ronin makes zero sense, but the car chases make up for it.
Yeah, but also that makes zero sense. Wasn't like a Peugeot 405D turbo?
Fuck off, Siri, you cunt.
I don't think that's in its vocabulary. Didn't a Peugeot 405D turbo keep up an E34 M5 or something?
I think it was a 2-litre turbo, but yeah.
MI16? No, it's not a turbo,
it's a 405.
What did I say?
406. And it was a 406.
What was a 406, was it?
Yeah. 90s, innit?
90s, Brev.
But I liked how the E34 went from an M5 until the bits where it was rolling over or causing damage, and then it was a 535.
Yeah.
Then it was miraculously an M5 again.
Yeah. It's almost just... like, do you ever watch The Dukes of Hazzard?
Yeah.
The film or the TV show? Or both?
I've watched the film. I haven't really watched the TV
show. I used to love the TV show. On Bravo. Yeah. Back in the day.
Oh, man. Knight Rider.
Between that and Men and Motors.
That's cheesy as all fuck. Yeah. Knight Rider.
It was a talking car. It doesn't get much cheesy, does it?
And the Hoff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was bad enough in fucking Baywatch. Yeah.
The Hoff was my nickname for a little bit, but we'll move on from that.
I mean, that time you attempted to rescue somebody and
yes, I did.
Failed miserably because you tried to swim against the current, whereas the other bloke who actually saved her went ahead, preempted where she was going to end up, and then got in the water.
Yeah, what did you do exactly?
Stood there going, fuck that. I ain't getting fucking wet.
Yeah, you didn't take any. You didn't get to take any credit. I did.
And I'm not an attention whore, and I'm not shameless.
Do you believe in astrology?
No, it's mumbo jumbo.
Yeah. Look at my star sign. It's very accurate. It has to be at the centre of attention. It's all this sort of stuff. And it's like, I remember I read it once. I was like, nah, that is not like, that ain't me. Not at all. Like, I was almost insulted. I thought I must be like on the cusp or something. And then someone actually turned around to me one night when I was at work and went, are you a Leo? I went, yeah. They went, yeah, thought so. I was like, what do you mean? And I looked into it. I was like, fuck, yeah, I am a Leo, and I... It's like no one else in the room matters when I enter into it, as far as I'm concerned. It was like really fucking insulting. The first time I read it, I was like,
how fucking dare you call me out?
I was just like...
Although you have taken being the biggest personality in the room too literally.
Physically as well.
Yeah. Slut.
Why are you wearing shorts? You're wearing shorts.
It's fucking warm, you can't.
I mean, yeah, I can't argue with that.
Fuck off.
The guy who sat here sweating from talking is asking us, why are you wearing shorts?
It wasn't from talking.
That's why.
It wasn't from talking. It was ramming all that doner meat without any salad on it into my face that was doing it. I don't know why I'm so fat. Should you knock it on your head?
Probably.
Yeah, it's probably that.
Should you knock it on your head?
Fuck off.
Did you get it?
I will
knock you on the head of your willy.
We agreed
not to talk about penis.
Oh, no shit. Phallic conversation.
Fuck. How right?
Aiden doesn't like...
How he doesn't listen anymore.
I know.
How fucked up is our podcast that before we hit record, we had to say to each other, shall we not talk about penises this week?
No, that's you two. Specifically you.
Yeah, but yours is so...
No.
Large and in my mouth.
Get the fuck off.
Right, stop on your head.
Sorry.
What?
I've just apologised in general.
Oh. Yeah. Sorry,
if you could
Noel,
look at his, would
he's
you?
He's just a pest.
What, Adam's penis?
Yeah. John, I'm not supposed to talk about penises.
Well, I mean, obviously.
You would. You would. I would. But I'll just get her out.
Nope.
20 quid?
Why wouldn't you?
Nope. It's
a bit homoerotic, isn't it?
No, not if you're just looking. I mean, obviously, if you look at it and then start wanking yourself off or trying to wank him off, then yes.
Yeah, if you're wanking yourself off, sort of that's... You know what I mean?
Well, then that's definitely homoerotic, isn't
well,
it?
Well, this has gone downhill very quickly.
Yeah, let's not talk about penises.
We were at the bottom of the hill anyway.
Feedback. Right, shall us knock it on the head?
Yes.
Right, thank you so much for listening. Sorry,
I can't believe we've got to try and do an hour and a half of this shit now.
You what?
It's car stuff, that's the easy bit.
Okay, if you say so.
I don't get a car yet as well. I realised, have you listened back to the last episode? Did you listen back?
Yes.
I have, but it was so long ago.
I was
going to
say,
I can't
remember it. What were we talking about? Probably a load of old ass.
I don't know. It's impressive how we can fill, because it's all filler, no killer.
Oh, yeah.
90 minutes of just... Bullshit. With 10 minutes worth of material. It's actually an art, because I think this is going to be episode 60 now.
Fucking hell.
So how the fuck can we do it every single time? Anyway, we've done bulges. God, game, didn't we?
Yeah.
Triumphant return.
Yeah.
And was it Shuffles who said, I got the contact as well?
That was Rob.
Rob
F.
It was always going to be
Rob
Google
Fowler.
Rob.
Yeah, it was.
Is that the fact that it is Fowler? Mm. Let's full name him on the podcast, shall we? Yeah. What's his address, John?
I've no idea.
Where does he live?
I don't know anymore.
Where did he used to live?
Exeter?
Either Exeter or Ottery, wasn't it? I don't remember. Yeah.
Ottery St. Mother Mary.
That area.
Yeah.
Mother Mary.
He's probably going to be really offended by that now.
Probably.
But
anyway.
I didn't realise, but obviously subconsciously, we talked about the Countach a lot on that episode.
We did.
Because Wolf of Wall Street,
yeah,
and all this other stuff, and it got brought up so much because of John Cena.
Who? Never heard of her.
We watched, what did we watch when you came over to ours when Niall cancelled again?
Oh, he just went around his places instead.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cute.
There was something. So there was something on telly, and John Cena was on there.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, "That's John Cena."
Fast and the Furious.
Yes,
I stayed
in
Fast and Furious.
Yeah,
didn't I?
Yeah.
Talk action films. We missed out fucking Fast and Furious.
Not the '80s.
And also, it's not an action film until
it's a car film.
Yeah, until the third one.
Well, and I've said this before. It wasn't actually intended to be.
If you know how to heap in Tokyo.
How they what in Tokyo?
If you've seen it, then you've seen it, then you've seen it.
Well,
John's
going to say,
have you remembered?
No.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's just a random off spur thought.
Buying this off you.
Go
on.
Did you know?
No.
that in the original and all of them, Mario.
What?
Mario.
Mario?
Mario.
Okay. What is it?
It's a Mario.
Hee ho ho ha ha. It's a me.
That.
Yeah.
What do you think that means?
It's me.
Nope.
Is it's a.
It's a pepperoni pizza.
It to me.
Oh. It's Japanese.
For super.
Really?
So all of this time we've been thinking that he says it's a me, a Mario, because he's
Italian.
Italiano.
He's not, he's American.
What it actually is the Japanese hoyo saying
hoi hoi. Have you seen that clip?
You heard it here first. That's Korean as well, by the way. But yeah, all of this time, Itsumi is actually
super.
Super.
In Japanese.
So he doesn't say Itsumi Mario, he says Super Mario.
What a weird thing to do, though.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I think my impression of Mario is pretty good. Do an impression of Mario.
Itsumi Mario.
John?
It's a me, a Mario. That was like a Arrivederci.
Arrivederci. What you've done is use your voice and just say, it's a me, a Mario.
Yeah.
Mine is, hee, ho, ho, ha, ha, it's a me, a Mario.
Is it Mickey Mouse in there as well?
Do you like prepping?
Do you like prepping? He told me about a video, right, that I have never, and I mean never, been able to find. I have searched the whole internet
for this video, it,
the hub, and can't find anywhere. And it was someone in an RX-7 wearing Mickey Mouse gloves, going, oh, "Do you like brapping?" Oh. He told me about it, and we've not seen this video for about 10 years.
No, it's just disappeared.
Yeah, for 10 years I've been going, "Do you like brapping?" Oh, like that. Without even seeing this video.
And it was like the cut, wasn't it? So it's like, you like brapping? And then did a bit of brap, 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 brap. And then got it sideways, recovered it, went for another gear, and then goes, oh! And starts clapping his hands. Holy fuck.
You can't find it anywhere.
No.
I think I even said you couldn't find it, and he said, I was like, no, I can find a fucking thing either.
But bring then back vines.
What'd you search for?
Maybe it's
bring
a vine.
Back vine.
Maybe yeah. It's a vine.
Anyway.
John Cena. We were going to knock Cena. It on the edge.
10 minutes ago.
Yeah, why was I talking about John Cena again?
10 minutes. Yeah, what?
Oh, the Countach, that was it, yeah.
Yes.
So there was Wolf of Wall Street, Countach reference. There was John Cena.
Who?
Countach reference. And then, miraculously, what card do I fucking come up with all on my own? A Countach.
It'll be a Diablo this week.
It will be, yeah.
Yeah, or, I don't know, one of these cars on the wall.
You don't even know what it is.
Porsche
what?
Carrera. Do you know the stupid?
Is it a real 2.7 RS or is it a replica?
It's a real 2.7, but it's a replica of a 3.2.
Ah. Oh yeah, big ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Booty.
The Tangerine Dream.
Yeah.
That one was known as.
Really?
Mm.
Is that picture taken outside here, isn't it?
Yeah, outside here in Germany, yes.
Yeah. Outside car graphic.
Okay then.
With the German number plates on it.
Oh yeah, because you can't possibly bring a German car over to this country, could you?
No, but...
Heaven forbid,
obviously,
John.
What I did is...
Drive that from Germany,
is
you've photoshopped, like 10 grand off its fucking value.
I photoshopped the brown exterior of Phoenix.
It might have been a nice day.
All grey.
On a dreary summer's day.
Yeah.
That 250G, that's out the front of here, isn't it?
Yeah, that's outside my house.
Yeah,
it fucking looks like it is. That's your car. Oh, look, Somerset on this wall. Shiddo. Anyway, this works well in audio.
Yeah.
We should video these, really. It's a good idea.
I've got a light here.
Oh.
Just no Cameroid.
Cameroid.
Right.
Actually, Megan, I can't sit anywhere.
Bye.
You miss then. That.
What? I'm...
Right, I think people need to move their phones away because we're getting so much feedback. Or just keep your phone in exactly the same place if you want, John.
Is that better?
Yeah. It's the recorder that's the issue, not the mic. Right. On that note, John, say, actually, Megan, I can't sit anywhere because I have hemorrhoids.
What?
It's divine.
Okay. That's another one I haven't seen, I'm afraid.
Well, we've not seen it, don't we, play it?
That means we can say Merry Chrysler. Why would we say
that? I love how well you've remembered that. Because I literally listened to it or watched it the other night. Yeah, it's a clip on my phone. Why would we say that? It's like, for fuck's sake.
Sold me up the river here.
Right, Bulge, say bye.
Hi.
Bye.
Bold say, do you like prepping?
Ho ho.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening. Sorry, Bold was here. And we'll, yeah, see you tomorrow if you're listening on release day. Woo.
No.
What?
Well, you don't release it on Tuesdays.
Come on. I'm a professional. This gets released on Thursday.
Yep.
Yeah. The main episode comes out on Friday. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see. He's mugged you right off there.
Comprende.
I mean, he's a right knob.
Did you?
Did you? Right. Bye.
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 Pig iron.
Why'd you keep fucking pig iron?
Right, just turn that fucking thing off.
And I'll do that again.